Today's gospel shows the people of the New Testament and also us today that Jesus does indeed teach with power and authority. He has authority over everything except one thing, and that's the gift of free will that God has given us. And this is something that we should be grateful for and use correctly, but also we have to give Jesus the authority over our free will by our own choice. Well, the angels of God do not have free will. They're often sent to us to help us in many ways, and they're glad to do it. But they help us through their inspiration and their protection that they bring to us from God himself. And so we should always thank our angels for that. You know, in the preface of the Mass on Sunday, which comes after we sing, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of hosts, we'll often hear the priests sometimes say, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory. And so what are those? The thrones, the dominions, the powers? Well, St. Paul tells us that they really are the choirs of angels in heaven. Angels, of course, are different beings than us. They're not human. They're pure spirits. And we, on the other hand, are human. We're a combination of flesh and spirit, which has been fallen by nature through sin, but redeemed in Christ Jesus. Of course, we know that the angels' main job concerning us is to protect and to persuade us to love God above all things, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. The demons, on the other hand, also are angels, but they're fallen angels, fallen from the choirs that we just mentioned, and they're also pure spirit. Their job, of course, is just the opposite of the good angels. Their job is to persuade us through temptations and through passions and addictions to reject God and to do our own will. Which is why Satan, who was once called Lucifer, the highest angel in heaven, was thrown out of heaven because of his pride, because he didn't want to do God's will. He wanted to do his own. The devil and the demons prefer, actually, that we don't believe in them or acknowledge them in any way because they find that they're able to work on us more effectively that way. We as Christians know that's important to know our enemy and his tactics so that we can prepare ourselves to fight against him. Jesus assures us that the devil does indeed exist many times in the scriptures, and we see one of those examples in our gospel today. This demon who was bothering this man also would have preferred to be hidden within him, but God knows he's there already. So he calls the unclean spirit out at first by his presence, and then by his words. Now, the church continues that work today by calling out the evil she is aware of in the world so that we may be at peace and as free as possible to worship our Father in heaven. Occasionally, the church and its priests are still called upon to free certain individuals and places from the infestation of evil spirits, usually brought in through a person's rejection of God, continual rejection of God throughout their life. Or it may be that some person has been dabbling with occult practices. And so the church always tells us to stay away from those things. And all of this goes to show that we as human beings, whether we know it or not, are in a state of spiritual warfare in this life. Every day we may feel the pressure to give in to temptation, but we also feel the inspirations of our angels to choose the good. God in his goodness has given us the ability through our own free will to make good choices, and he will give us all the necessary help to choose correctly if we ask him and implore him by praying to him every day and using the sacraments that God gives us, because God gave those helps to us because he desires to be available to us and to save us. We'll never be able to rid ourselves of temptation completely in this life, for resisting it actually proves our love for God. And in the end, it makes us spiritually stronger. Jesus and all his saints have experienced the same in this life. And yet we know from experience that when we choose the good, we are at peace, even though we may be experiencing some trials and temptations from the outside world. Sometimes when these negative experiences become too much for us to bear, they humble us by showing us that we really are dealing with powers and passions that are way too strong for us to defeat alone. So St. Paul assures us not to get discouraged, but that Christ, who brings us his help through the angels, will conquer and help us to conquer all things in himself. And so we never have to be discouraged and we never have to be afraid, as long as we're praying and keeping that connection to God's grace, God's help open in our lives. And so we turn today in thanksgiving to the one who has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us through prayer and the Eucharist, and we ask for the grace to always choose the good that God desires for us in our daily lives.